we have the quality, we have the team, so they must start playing attractive football.
Football is like that. You lose, you win, but life goes on. So how do you bargain here?
All I can say that you can say is South Africa, we need a VAR, man. Hey.
Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. The Nedbank Cup got off to a bang this past weekend. Four matches needing penalty shootouts to decide the outcome. Vaal University of Technology upsetting Golden Arrows. Hungry Lions defeated Jomo Cosmos to advance. And Mbombela United shocked Cape Town City 1-0 to advance to the round of 16. Elsewhere, the PSL's top five were all in action. And after the matches, we asked you to submit your voice note reactions. And as always, you didn't disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Sundowns took on SuperSport United for the second time in a month, with Bitso side securing another hard-fought victory against Caetano Tembo's MTNA champions. Fans were thrilled, but craved more goals in the match.
The game between Mamelodi Sundowns and SuperSport, it was a good game to watch. But as a Mamelodi Sundowns fan, I feel like Melengabe si win at least ngamagoli amabili or three is all. Especially with first half. They see pet and we created more chances, but we failed to convert them. Especially corner the chance they told us Sereno. The chance Begmeleng Abenji we valid the parati, but then Kwangenzel got to high. We had a good game, as always, between these two. I got Baltimore and Fisa Sengatiaze, then I should share a calf. It was hurting to go to Mbonek, injury.
League leaders Kaizer Chiefs defeated Royal Eagles, who sit rock bottom of the GLAD Africa Championship. They perhaps should have shown more dominance, however, only securing a 1-0 victory.
Small team like from African GLAD, it's like our performance, we drop a performance, but we're going to take this Nedbank and League.
Kaizer Chiefs did well in their match against Royal Eagles today, but I believe they should have scored more than just one. But when a big team plays against the small one, you never know what will happen.
Yeah, it was a good weekend of football. Vets versus Orlando Pirates. It was a great game. Let's find it that it was a great game. When it comes to my team, Kaizer Chiefs, I was a bit disappointed on how they play, on how they attack and all that. I think we shouldn't struggle to beat a lower division team since we are number one and they are number 16 at their league. So I was a bit disappointed, but good that we went through. Then we'll see who we pick. But Kaizer Chiefs must start playing good football. They must play. We have the quality. We have the team. So they must start playing attractive football.
Orlando Pirates versus Bidvest Wits turned out to be the match of the weekend. The thriller that had all the ingredients of a classic. Drama, controversy, goals galore, and an intense penalty shootout, with Bidvest Wits winning 3-2 on penalties after a 3-all draw. Pirates fans were gracious in defeat, but questioned the match officiating.
Hola, mabakania, ash.
All I can say that you can say is South Africa, we need a VAR, man, eh? Because if you can see, all the games that Pirates, most of the games that Pirates lost is due to referee mistakes. Even though our goalkeeper used to let us down, Joris Ndele, he always let us down sometimes. Yeah, I don't have a trust in him. It's not like, he's not look like an international goalkeeper. It's like he's coming from a bush team, man. Letting us down every time. I don't know why they're keeping trusting him. I think Pochan is better than him. Yeah, if the South African football, they must be bring VAR, I can be happy about that. VAR is needed. We are tired of referee's mistake. That penalty, they said Makaring was a penalty. That was not a penalty, man. That ball hit Makaring in his tummy, not in his hand.
Yes, it was a tough game indeed. But let's give credit to Bidvest Wits goalkeeper and Jan Hotto. But we have a problem on our referees in South Africa due to that game.
Oh, what a game. I've noticed something on the Orlando Pirates side. They play a nice game with their top striker, which is Mahango. Then if Mahango is not there, they're striking a lot. On the other side, the Wits have a player that they want to perform, you know. And what I respect about Vets, have a coach, man. You see that man, Kevin Hunt, I respect that man. That man is a coach, he's a tactical coach, you know. I never respect a coach like him in South Africa, because that man can take any team to a championship, man. Any team in PSL, proven a record. Black Leopards, Morocco Solos, Super Sport, now Vets have a good record. That coach knows South African football very well. So for me, for Pirates, Hardy Pirates, for Kevin Hunt boys, you know, sense of emergency that they need this cup more than Orlando Pirates. So I'm glad that Cody, you know, grab a winner for them. So it was fantastic to see him back in the field of play. But for me, football is like that. You lose, you win, but life goes on. So Hardy Paganea, big up to the clever boys, Danny Morel, Soro Sport in Murli Rustenburg region.
I'm not surprised by this type of a performance, you know, with Pirates. And I'm not saying this because of maybe I'm a Chiefs fan, as I'm revealing myself, but I'm saying this because of the fans of Pirates. They can even second me on this one. Pirates, they have been always playing a good soccer. They've been always playing a good football every time. No matter what coach you bring in there, in the field, they are so good. You would swear that they would win the games that they are playing every time when you see them playing. It's so unfortunate that ultimately they get to lose some of the important games and win those that don't matter that much. I don't know what's the cause of this, but let's hope one day, they will get it right. That's all that I'm feeling sorry for when it comes to Pirates.
And that's how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you all for sending your voice notes through. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest football news. Don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Salu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella and Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.